With Robbie the Shark, Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. Listen at your own risk.
Tampa Bay's TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Welcome to WTAN Tantalk. I'm Green Bar the Barbarian. We're here with Aaron Biscuit and Sissy Caretaker. We're sitting on the porch just shooting the breeze, got a cold drink. The fire pit's lit, and it's all groovy with Robbie the Shark.
The Barbarian. I'm sorry, I got lost in the song. I was really thinking about Jesse Hart. I don't know why. He's here with us in studio right now, my son. That's why I play the song. It's for him. I'm sorry. I lost my composure a little bit, but it's all groovy, man. It really is. Super groovy. Hey, what's going on up there? Was that BS that I saw on Facebook? Pittsburgh's underwater again up there?
Pittsburgh what?
Is underwater again downtown?
Oh, yeah, they call it the bathtub region. It's a part of the parkway down by the mall.
It's been that always, but I thought they just flooded like 2 weeks ago and everything cleared back up. And we were sitting before the show listening to the show before us, man. You guys got to listen to these nuts.
Oh, my
nuts.
Gosh, yes.
They're funny as heck.
Yes.
You got to listen to these nuts. They are hilarious. They're comedians, man.
They're funny.
It's special. And I don't think, I've looked it up before. They don't do a podcast. So you listen to it live or you miss it, man. Mm-hmm. These people are groovy, man. They have guitar on every night. I don't mean to deviate, but this is what, their second or third week, I think, on Thursday nights, and each week gets better. It's fun. So tune into that before our show.
What's
here.
What's it called? Stand up news.
What is it there?
Stand up news.
Stand up for news. Yeah. Thank you, Ed, with us.
And they do have a podcast, just like you do.
Oh, they do?
Awesome.
Because when I go to the website, I have trouble trying to find them because I want to listen to them.
Okay, we just click on the thing that says podcast, and all the shows will pop up there.
All right. I'm going to try that again tomorrow, you know. Because especially, but you know what?
Just in case Yuns didn't know that.
Yuns.
thank you, brother. Look at that. We even heard a giggle from Biscuit over there in the background. I got to put these arms down. I'm bumping in the desk and making noise.
We met someone from... Didn't you meet someone?
Oh, yeah, on the beach today. What did he say? It was Cranberry, right?
Yep.
Oh, yeah, we went to the beach today. The whole idea, we want to try to become a little more professional on this show and make things happen.
I just wanted to look tanner.
And we went out to go get breakfast, and guess what? They only do breakfast at the, for my fellow Pinellas County people, Madeira Beach, Archibald Park is the best, the snack shack. It really is, but breakfast is only on Saturdays, Sundays, and holidays. So we had pretzel sticks, but oh my God.
Yep, they were good.
They were really neat what they came out with. But it was nice. I haven't been there since Audrey was down here back in September. Because that's like 12 miles from where we're at up in the rocks, Indian Rocks.
Yeah, right around there. Yeah, 12.
So it was a nice little drive. But hey, you know, you're out there in Pinellas County listening. That's a place to stop.
Bring lots of water. Hydrate.
And if anybody's coming down here from up north, I'm serious, man. Don't mess around. We have these clear skies. Man, you're out there.
It's
it feels
hot.
So groovy. Great on the beach. Man, everything. Like, this is. It feels like it's 72 degrees, but it's 86. And guess what? You're going home looking like the Orange Man. Come on, Grigar. You didn't get that, the Orange Man.
Yeah.
Trumpster.
I'm feeling bad for the Orange Man. He's under a fraudulent trial right now.
Oh, man.
Fraudulent judge and a fraudulent prosecutor, and he's legitimizing it by showing up. I think he should just not go. And they threaten to put him in jail? Well, that will be the headlines. With this full court and this joker of a justice system in New York is trying to arrest him and put him in jail.
I don't mean to interject, but not New York. This is United States now, but it's originating in New York.
No, this is the New York trial that's going on right now.
Yeah, but and that's the one that they could not find any felonious. It was a misdemeanor, then they bumped it up to a federal, which is bunk. Didn't when somebody's
the whole thing
somebody's
is a joke.
Dating somebody
thing.
And this and that, and there's brothers and sisters and cousins. What was that song? Arlo Guthrie sang that, you know, there was father raper, Alice is a restaurant. There's father rapers, mother rapers. Yeah. You know, that's what's going on here, man. I can't believe we're watching this.
Letitia James is the prosecutor. She ran on the promise that she would get Trump. The judge is corrupt. The prosecutor is corrupt. The whole thing is a joke, and he shouldn't even legitimize it. He ought to let the headlines say that they're going to arrest him. Let him arrest him. That'd be more publicity for his campaign.
I'm praying for him to get arrested. I really am.
And how worried they are about this, yet down the street, people are burning American flags in the middle of the street.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, what the hell was going on there? I actually turned it off. I couldn't watch it. There's
watch
been
it
the Palestinian thing
Wait.
Going
yes,
on.
Yes, that's what it is.
And they just shut down all the bridges.
They want death to Israel and death to America.
But January 6th, we're destroying America. They shut down I can't even think of the name. Golden Gate Bridge, Brooklyn Bridge. They shut them all down. Mm-hmm. They let them shut down for 5 hours and didn't even do nothing to stop them.
Because they glued themselves to the pavement. You know how you take care of that? You go down to your buddy's house and get a pressure washer.
Or that goof off.
That skin will come right off there.
You know what? I tell you what, but we're blessed to have Ed in here. We are. Hey, you know what, though? Wow, you really, you blew my mind there, Ed. Wow. I want to say something. I'll, you take over.
Yeah.
The cops are complicit on this whole thing. They're all part of the problem.
Oh yeah.
They're just
as guilty.
Yeah, but they're doing what they're told. They're told not to make arrests.
The system is broken.
They're told not to make arrests.
That's what I wanted to talk about, Grigar. I'm just doing my job.
I'm just doing my job is not an excuse. The police ought to protest the mayor and say this is ridiculous.
Well, that's their job.
They don't arrest criminals, and when they do, they let them back out on the street. The police need to stand up and say no.
It comes from.
We're either going to do our job, or you have no police force at all.
It comes from the mayor. And it comes from the governor. And you can imagine that'll never happen down here. That will never happen down here.
Not anymore. Now that we've gotten past Rick Scott. governor, I think, when I first moved down here, right? Mm-hmm. He was Democrat, independent, Republican, independent, Republican.
Rick Scott?
No, he
was never
you're,
Democrat.
You're talking about Charlie Crist.
Yes.
Flip
yes,
flop.
I am. Yeah.
Good old flip flop.
That's when I first moved down here, yeah. What a bum.
You have child trafficking going on the border, and the Border Patrol admits, yes, it's child trafficking. They know they're sending these kids to traffickers. They come with phone numbers written on their arms. They call the number. That's your parent. Yep, and they send them off. And they know this is child trafficking, and that makes the Border Control complicit. You say, no, it's wrong. I'm not doing it. Fire me. Take a stand.
Amen, Grigar. Wow. Never give you a sword.
Tell
man,
us how you really feel.
Yeah, right?
This stuff is wrong.
You hit the nail on the head, man. That's
scary. And we have a country full of cowards that are afraid to stand up. So you're going to lose your job. You say, I got to feed my kids. You find another way. You figure it out. But you don't just turn your back on your moral code and all morality at all, and you're trafficking these kids off, and you got terrorists running around New York punching women in the face, and the cops just stand by and watch. They're complicit. You say, no, I'm not going to do this. Fire me.
Amen.
You absolutely silenced me, Grigar, and you know that. I'm hard to shut up without a fist.
Well, it's absolutely wrong. It's disgusting.
I don't know. We're in a weird way.
Definitely.
Excuse me. I do want to mention something again. Now, this bothered me. I looked over again at tapes, and it was completely off the subject we were on. But that damn eclipse, man. That eclipse. I videotaped it four times with my phone, and it was nothing but a bright-ass Florida sun. Okay, I want to drop an F-bomb because he caught the last show dropping F-bombs. I just want to...
I just want to tease it right now.
I'm going to tease it right now.
We were less than 30%.
I know. That's right. When I come in the studio and he told me, they dropped it twice already.
You get more of an eclipse from an afternoon thunderstorm around here than that.
Yes, exactly. But when I put the glasses on, you could see the moon.
Yes.
And I think something unexplicable, happenly weird. I don't know. I've seen weird UFO tapes and everything. You know, can't believe everything you see on the internet. But when you get people like that, the History Channel jokers there, you know what I'm talking about, Gregor. What's his name? Gopalopalopalist, the Greek dude.
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about. No, but they're intelligent people, and that's one thing I wanted to mention too. This is funny because we're gonna get into sports next half hour, of course. Top three to beat the bookies coming back, and I don't play with spreads with hockey, but oh man, I'm loving it. I gotta save that because it's gonna be so fun. And Aaron, you're gonna get involved in that conversation here because unfortunately my Pittsburgh Penguins didn't make it. I would love to see them get in. But they didn't squeeze by, and that kind of stinks.
Bolts are in?
Oh, of course the Bolts are in.
Right.
But we're going to get back. It's just way too early yet. No, we ain't even up yet on our first break, so no. We're way too soon for that. But anyways, I lost train of what I wanted to talk about.
Yeah, me too.
Aaron, what are you going on in your world up there, sweetheart? You're too silent. No, I know you and Cheryl talked on the beach today for like 2 hours.
I know, it's like an hour.
Yes, we did.
So what the heck, man? What's going on up that way, baby doll?
At least she's not in the water.
We had some pretty rough thunderstorms last night.
Last night?
Where?
Yeah.
We had tornado watch.
What?
Oh, really? Yeah, see, I thought there was some really crappy-ass weather went up there through Pittsburgh. Yeah, I saw that, and I ignored it because I don't care because I fortunately don't live there anymore. The only other darker, cloudier, rainier place in the United States is Seattle, Washington.
Okay, so those two are up there. They're in Pittsburgh?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, me and Aaron.
I thought they were here. I'm like, we haven't seen rain in months.
No, you didn't know that.
I'm like, where do you live in Florida?
Oh, Sugar Plum. I didn't know you. Yeah,
what, tornadoes?
Gregor the Bear Bryan is actually my real brother.
Wow.
And yeah, he's up there in Pittsburgh. And Aaron is a 20-year-old friend. We started on Dish Network, actually. And 20 years later, still my friend. She came down to visit one time. And we saw Ray's shutout, no-hitter, man. And her first baseball game of any kind, and get to see that. I think that's the only shutout the Rays have, actually. No hit shutout.
Yeah, they do. That's it.
Yeah. That was, I'll never forget that moment. That was really fun. We had a good time. That was really great. And that's the thing. Yeah. It's not all about beaches down here in Florida, man. You got to take in the other
parks
stuff.
And there's a whole bunch of stuff to do here. Caves. I never even knew about caves when I was growing up. Yeah.
Oh, really?
We have caves. I've never been to I think it's Rainbow River, where you take inner tubes and you go.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Wiki-Wachi.
Yeah. Wiki-Wachi. Now, I've heard of Wiki-Wachi.
The thing is, the water's always 70 degrees. It's a little chilly when you get in there.
Yeah, I won't get in the golf until it's above 80.
I mean, it's nice when it's 105 outside, you know.
Yeah.
You got a horse track down there, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. Isn't that where the that's actually where we start before the
racetrack in Oldsmar?
Is that Oldsmar?
Yeah.
Horse track?
Or is that
no?
I don't know. Is it just a dog track? I thought it was horses and dogs.
I think the opening preliminary for the Churchill Downs, one of the first two races that don't count who gets in. They do it somewhere in Florida.
What is the Tampa Bay Downs? Is that a horse?
That's a Tamarindo, maybe.
Okay. Well, I don't know where it is.
I don't know. But
you know where it is? It's on 275.
Okay.
It's on 275 in Tampa, around Bush and all that. Yeah, in that area. Yeah.
Yeah. And, yeah, that's where
it's kind of... such a big state.
It is, really.
It's,
I mean...
it's huge.
I never thought...
I mean, from Jacksonville down to the Keys, that's got to be 1,000 miles.
And it's all different, which is cool.
Yeah, I mean... the neighborhood differences are just—it's wild.
From
Miami, you cross over to Bay, it's different. I'm sorry, Tampa's so different than Pinellas.
Yeah,
I pray for those folks in Tampa every night.
I used to live in Tampa.
That's why I pray for you every day too.
I lived there; it wasn't that bad.
I hate Tampa. I do hate that side myself. They're nice people. I just don't like it. Never was comfortable over there. Pinellas is my place. I love it.
Yeah, Pinellas is more laid back.
No, I want to be on the Gulf, and I'm fortunate. What the heck? As a crow flies, I'm 1.5 miles from the Gulf of Mexico.
Do you hear a bird?
Yeah, is it in the studio or is it up there?
I don't know.
I thought that was just my tinnitus going. I thought I did.
There it is.
Yeah, I hear that.
There it is. Yeah, I hear.
Where's the bird? I don't
know. Will you feed the damn thing or what?
Exactly.
There we go. It took 22 minutes to get me snorting and laughed.
Nah, you snorted on the first round.
Alright, I can't do it. God damn it. You screwed me up, man. I had this plan. You really blew it for me, Greg. I love you. This bird. You gotta be kidding me. That's gotta be God. Oh, Lord have mercy.
That's hilarious.
You can't make this up.
No. Huh? No, no.
Get ready, Cheryl.
All right.
Work with me here, okay?
I'm working.
Stop me from laughing for a second, okay? We need to record this because I shouldn't be doing this live. Okay, Robbie, you got it.
Well, that's the phone number.
No, exactly. Yeah. Phone number. Please call us 727-441-3000. If you can't be dumber to me and not ashamed of yourself, then don't call because there's nothing to be ashamed of calling.
No.
But anyways, promotional and other considerations for the It's All Groovy Show brought to you by
the Mama Audrey Foundation for the Hungry, Helpless, and Hopeless. Because sometimes we all need a helping hand.
There we go.
All right.
Yeah, that's a new program that's starting. The Mama Audrey Foundation to help the homeless, the helpless, the hungry. I mean, you're hungry, and you get homeless. Hopeless is what I want to use. And it's a program that's in the works right now. They're helping funding this program, and we're going to get it going here.
Yep, it'll be for a good cause.
All nonprofit, all for a good cause, and that's why I started this program. God sent me this way to do this, and he also gave me a gift to have fun, because I love doing it. I've been doing it 15 years over the telephone, but being in studio is so much more fun, because you're on display, and you screw up, there's no walking back, which is funny, because I don't care, laugh at me, with me, I don't care, as long as we're laughing together, I mean, because
exactly.
Life is, there's too much crap going on, so be so upset.
It's too short.
It is, and to be upset, I got tears in my eyes.
Life is way too short.
I laughed at myself so bad.
You don't know what tomorrow will bring.
If you're looking on YouTube, yeah, you got the real Robbie the Shark, that's for sure. You ain't no punches pulled here. This is for real.
Yep, absolutely.
Oh, my Lord Jesus.
I don't hear the bird anymore. Somebody must
have happened
it.
To the bird? That cracked me up.
Bird had enough.
Yeah, the bird was like, I'm out of here. Robbie just snorted. They thought it was a cat coming at him. Oh, and speaking of the bird, that's funny. The bird came on my place the other night. I leave my door open. I got cats that come in and out. There's three cats that live there, right? Little kitten, the one a little bit bigger, and the mama cat, which we call Puppy, Blondie, and Betty Boop. And I'm like sleeping. I sleep on the couch, I've always slept on the couch, and I'm hearing noises, and I'm like, whatever, they're playing. Man, I woke up like at 5 o'clock in the morning, go in the kitchen to get a drink. I'm like, what the hell is all over the floor? And I look, and there's this big red glob. I'm like, I didn't eat no cherries or strawberries. I don't even have anything like that in the fridge. I get a napkin because I know it ain't going to be good. And I pick it up, and all it is the breastbone with one feather hanging off of it, the heart, lungs, everything gone. Yeah. Ah, that poor bird, they tore the heck out of that, man. They must have had a ball. They must have had a ball last night. They went, no, it was so funny. It was disgusting for me, but hey, you know, and they didn't even, you know, cats usually bring you as a gift. They just left it there. Like, hey, there's nothing left. We're done with this thing.
Well, they left you the breast, at least.
They left me the breast, yes. Thank you. Every man's desire, right?
My mother had a house with all, you know, with all mirrors. You know, in the living room, a bird got in there.
Oh, no.
Flew right into the mirror. I mean, dead. Which, I can understand that, but you'd think the bird would try to avoid the other bird and just right into it.
Wow.
That's funny.
Oh, speaking of which, you didn't get rid of that crucifix, did you?
The what?
The mirror crucifix?
No.
I meant to ask you about that yesterday. I want that.
You want that? It was for me.
Well, it's...
It turned in... Okay, how about let them reset?
Okay.
How's that?
How about we donate that to Mama Odge Foundation and raffle it off?
Sure.
We'll work about that next week once the program gets completely started. And we get...
Hey, if somebody else needs it more than I do, absolutely. Pay it forward.
Yeah. No, it's beautiful, man. She got this... it's like a perfectly cut crucifix out of a mirror. Mm-hmm. It is the weirdest thing I ever saw. And
it broke my phone.
I wanted to mention it to you. When you first showed that to me, it really... It affected me in a bad way.
Why?
Thank you for asking. Thank you for asking. I'm like...
Because he saw himself in the crucifix.
Yeah.
Exactly. I'm not God. However, when she left and took the crucifix with her, I realized, yes, I am. I'm looking in the mirror. I'm seeing God because God is in me as is in you and you and you and you.
Yeah.
And I realized that and I was like, whoa, I need to talk to Cheryl. And I want to talk to you about that yesterday.
Everybody's been trying to take my mirror. It's a story that, you know, it broke right into a cross. It broke my phone.
It's incredible.
I was trying to take a box down and I kind of fell.
We had to call Fox 13 or something.
No,
I'm serious. It really is groovy, man. It really is groovy. Because it's a mirror on both sides, too.
If it's for a good cause, I'm all for it. Auction it.
Yeah. No care. Maybe we could pull any money. But you know what?
May it save someone else.
I see that right now.
Break time.
Yeah. My medication time, huh? I'm going to step out for a moment, and Cheryl and Grigar and little Miss Giggle over there and Ed are going to take over. I'll be out for about 5 minutes, and I'll be right back with him.
Well, I'm going to take a second, too, because I need something to drink. At
oh,
least.
You do?
Yes, fine. Yeah.
But she's going to come back in
Absolutely.
Before me.
I'll be right
All
back.
Right. She's going to come back in before me because I need a little bit more time to...
Yeah, I don't take as long.
Yeah, PTSD is difficult, man.
Smoking in the boys' room.
What is your gear grinder for the week?
What was the question?
You got a gear grinder for the week? What is your gear grinder? What is the one thing that's smoking your gears?
Smoking my gears. You know, I try not to let anything smoke my grills, you know? I'm more...
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. I don't watch TV. I listen to music, you know?
Well, it could be anything. Like, the last one was...
homelessness.
People talking on the phone. People talking on the phone while you're in the convenience store. That was my gear grinder a couple weeks ago.
Like in a nail salon, you know, if someone's answering phones or puts them on speaker, that's the worst.
Oh yeah, I can understand that. I don't have my nails done, but I get it.
Yeah,
my gear grinder is people who dress their cats in costumes.
Oh, come on, that's cute. That's so cute.
That's a form of insanity. There's something wrong with that person that is putting outfits on their cat.
Oh, I've done it, so I can't say anything. I tried dressing my black cat.
I have a friend who does it. She does it all the time. She's got a little raincoat for her cat. And it's
boots,
a
yes.
Form of insanity to me.
No, because our pavements get so hot, they burn their little paws. They need to put something on them, you know?
So you put boots on them.
Yep, so they don't get burnt. Yep, especially if it's raining. Come on. I think it's
Nature
cute.
Took care of that already.
I think it's cute. I like it. I think it's cute. I'm one.
Yeah, a lot of people do.
Say that.
A
again?
Lot of people do. I think it's a mild form of insanity, but yeah.
Especially
that's my gear grinder.
That's your gear grinder. Hey, if that's all that's bothering you, you're okay.
Yeah.
It's gonna be a. You'll be A-okay. But no, today.
How about Erin over there? Does she have a gear grinder?
Who?
Erin,
yes.
Biscuit.
I know. Why are you talking?
So my gear grinder is when I'm at work and I'm trying to ring somebody up and I'm trying to ask them for their Advantage card and stuff for the grocery store that I work at. And they're too busy talking on their cell phone, not paying no attention to what I'm trying to ask them. Or they have the person that they're talking to on speaker. And you can hear the whole entire conversation.
Yes. Or what about them driving? Try driving. That really gets me, too. When they do it while they're driving and they're not paying attention, they're going, like, really slow.
Oh, exactly.
Yeah,
I had a car drift over into the right lane twice today. As we were coming home, the car drifted over to the right lane, and my wife was like, well, back off, stay away from that goofball. I said, he's probably texting.
Yep. Oh. Yep. It's sad. Yeah. It is. It's sad.
Sorry.
It's so dangerous.
Yeah, it is. Well, I don't know.
That's why I don't drive.
Yeah. What's the solution? Yeah, I was going to say, what's the solution to that?
I take the bus everywhere if I
more
have.
Tickets.
More tickets? Do you think that'll do it?
More. Well, yeah. You get a couple tickets, I bet you leave that phone on your seat.
You would think. No, you would think, but it's surprising.
People are so addicted to their phones. It's crazy.
Yeah, they are. When you go into restaurants, you see it a lot. I mean, families will sit there and just, you know, they're just into their phones nonstop.
Yeah, that's a rule with me. When me and my family, we go out to eat, phones away. Put it in your pocket.
Mm-hmm.
Set it on the table if you have to, but you're not scrolling through the news.
Right. Looking at Facebook. Right. TikTok.
Yeah, we're here to talk. Have a conversation while you eat. That's the whole point of going out to dinner.
Right.
If I wanted to watch you on your cell phone, we could eat at home.
Yeah, right.
But
we went out,
we're
paying for dinner, we're going to talk.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what we don't do enough of, I think.
Yeah.
Exactly. And even when you're at home.
Bad situation.
Mm-hmm. Because nobody has time. That's why, you know, nobody has the time to spend with them. It just, to me, I tried to spend as much time as I could with my kids. It just opened the doors. Everything was, I didn't hide anything. I was open and honest and,
Well, that's why these young ones are so socially awkward, because they never talk to people face to face. They don't look them in the eye and have a conversation.
Right.
You know, there's this constantly hiding behind your phone, sending text messages.
And, they don't listen. You know, they need to just stop
and
listen.
Even like little toddlers, you know, their parents are, you know, just a way to keep them quiet or to keep them busy.
Well,
they hand them a cell phone and let them play on it.
Because the parent is tired. The parent has to work, you know, and it's like, to me, they're tired. Again, it goes to time.
Yeah.
No, wait. Let's go back here. I was born 1962. And who do you think raised me? Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood in Sesame Street. and Walter Cronkite. They put you right in front of the TV. The TV was your babysitter.
Oh, definitely.
And you got the hell out of the house, and you didn't come back until the lights come down. And if you didn't, and when the lights come on, the street lights come on, you weren't home, you're getting your butt whooped.
Yeah, we went outside and played. I played outside.
Exactly. They don't interact.
Right.
And that's what stinks. I mean, you can interact on I got friends I interact with on Facebook. I don't know what it would be like to actually see them in person. I really don't. I mean, I love them. They're great. They're good friends from way back when that I haven't seen in, 40 years. But
somebody playing with money? Am I just hearing stuff?
That's my bracelet. That's my bracelet I got in St. Augustine.
I'm thinking, my God, God's I'm hearing
will,
stuff.
Seek God's will in all you do, and he will show you the path. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 6. I'm getting nervous here. I'm rubbing here. I was enjoying the conversation. When I was outside, I'd chill out and I take my medication and listen to the show while you're on. And that was, Yuns were fascinating. I really enjoyed it. I didn't want to come back in. I just wanted to keep listening. I really did, man. It was really groovy. It really was.
Well, keeping it real. You know, what you can do is phone numbers for VA, for vets. Call in.
Matter of fact, PSA, anytime you have any trouble anywhere in the U.S., 211 is the number. I don't care. Everybody falls down now and then and gets hurt, and there's nobody to help you and pick you up, especially when you move away and start a whole new life, and you have nobody there to help you. Call 211, and if you do have people to help you,
Absolutely. They
will direct you to the right places. Homeless folks out there and folks who aren't homeless, St. Vincent de Paul, please take care of them. I know they're all over the country, and St. Vincent de Paul is great. So if you can donate to them, and if you're in trouble, don't hesitate. I don't have their number in front of me, but I've been there before.
St. Vincent's?
Yeah, St. Vinny de Paul. That's what we affectionately call them, Vinny de Paul. Mm. I tell you what, too, they take donations for clothes, which they sell, like a cut right, sort of a Goodwill type thing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're a homeless person and you need it, they'll give it to you for free. So, mm-hmm. I mean, it's...
Oh, there's a lot of programs out there.
Yeah, there's a lot.
A lot of food drives, a lot of
you
churches.
Just have to actually look. So call 211. That always works. You'll get all kind of information. You'll be shocked. Electricity problems. I know everybody with his Obamanomics, Obidenomics. I'm sorry, but the two are one. They are evil. There's a devil, and the devil's daughter would be who, Grigar? Killer.
Your ex-wife.
I'm being a schmuck right now.
Yeah, you are.
Yes, I am. Hey, you know what?
I'm glad you brought it up again.
Oh, no.
I'm such an ass.
You know, this whole thing about the Border Patrol and the police, okay? If a mob boss tells you to go do something and you do it, you can't tell the cops, I murdered that guy, but I was just doing what I was told.
Yeah. Well, if you're a Democrat, you know, Nazis, if you're a Democrat,
the Nazis were just doing what they were told when they marched the Jews into the gas chambers.
Exactly.
I'm just following orders, you know, just doing what I was told. At some point, regular, everyday Americans have to stand up and say, no, this is wrong. And the Border Patrol and the police forces around here, they're all part of this crime that's happening. They're complicit. Especially the Border Patrol. They're knowingly sending these children off to be sex slaves, and they keep doing it, and their reason is, I'm just following orders. I'm just doing what I was told. I need my job. I have to feed my kids.
Wait a second. I don't mean to go off subject. This is what I want to talk about before when I had a brain fart, and I do because of my PTSD. But what happened up in Pittsburgh? There was some kind of protest. I know Biden was up there talking crap, and there was people who I could not believe in Allegheny County for Trump. I mean, is Allegheny finally going to stand up after 60 years of Democratic debacle? There's words I want to use. I can't spit out.
Biden came and they turned their backs on him and started chanting Trump, Trump, Trump.
I saw part of that on the news, man. Go ahead, Ed. I thought you
didn't hear that.
Yeah, I saw part of it, and I didn't want to watch. I'm like, I don't want to. I got enough on my mind from yesterday that I saw that I want to think about for tonight's show. I don't want to be bothered. We're going to the beach. We're going to just enjoy ourselves, and we're going to the show tonight because it's only our second Thursday, season two, episode two, which is episode 21 total so far. Welcome here to It's All Groovy, WTN 10 Talk Radio Network, Clearwater, St. Petersburg.
You can find us on
YouTube.
You
can see over there 106.1 FM, 102.3 FM, 104.3 FM, 1340, 50, and 1400 AM. I think it takes us all the way out to Zephyr Hills, is that right, Dad? Yeah. So, actually, there's 4 million people can listen to us, and we get 1% of you to listen to us. And this new program coming up, Mama Audrey's Foundation, we can get some things going here in Pinellas County, Florida. By the way, Florida, we're you know what? Living down here, they call it. How did I say it to you the other day, Cheryl? Heaven's waiting room.
Yeah. Heaven's waiting room.
Yeah, I mean, come on. There's a lot of retirees that come down here. Mm-hmm. And I came down here before I retired, but
to say, welcome to Clearwater, Florida, land of the newlywed and nearly dead.
Oh, I never heard that one, Ed. That's groovy. I never heard that one before. And, you know, I mean, it's Clearwater Shuffle, but wow, I know that's cool.
But was it Maureen Stapleton when she was filming Cocoon down here in St. Pete?
Yeah.
She's the one that said, they asked her what she thought of St. Pete, and she said, well, it's fine if you're waiting in God's waiting room or whatever.
Yeah.
It kind of is.
Nice endorsement.
People crack me up the ass. They said, can you believe this stuff people throw away? You don't understand. Mm-hmm. My neighbor, John, he died, a week before Easter. And
God rest his soul.
Ed was a good guy. Actually, I have a chair from his house that I leave on Robbie's Island out front. If you ever get a chance to see my place, I actually have sand in front of my little one-bedroom apartment. And I have painted on the rocks. You can my own little Gulf of Mexico. It is the grooviest thing you could ever see, man. I'm going to have to find a way to put it online. That's a way to see me, too. By the way, the program before us is Stand Up News.
Stand Up for News.
Stand Up for News. And you can go follow me at Stan, S-T-A-N, D-U-P-P, on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
That's
Stand Up.
Me. That's Robbie the Shark. All right, Stand Up. That's one of my personas that I still have left on Facebook because I've been shut down about 20 times. Michael Devonik, if you're listening, please call in. You would be so much fun. Grigor, you remember Michael Devonik? He's a jerk, but he's good, man.
What's he good at?
Schneid.
Schneider remarks.
Oh, okay. He's been shut down on Facebook more times than I could blink my eyes. He's got like 5 accounts. He's a trip.
He's a beautiful person.
I love him. His whole family. I mean, he's like Iggy. He got a really good family, man. It's nuts. Hey, but I do want to mention something, man, before I get lost and having just fun here. This is something I thought about before the show that I wanted to mention that was really groovy. When I moved down here 2008, May 22nd, I got on the radio down here with Paul Porter, who, by the way, you can listen to every Saturday at 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. right here on WTN 10 Talk Radio Network, 727-441-3000. Paul would love to hear from you. But anyways, I digress. I became a big Rays fan, and I guaranteed that the Rays would go to the World Series 2008, and they did. And he berated me. I don't know. You heard the story before. He said, "How long you been in Florida?" I said, 2 months. He said, "You've been in the sun too long," and hung up on me. And I called him back, of course, in October, and he said, "But they didn't win." I said, "I didn't guarantee they would win." I said, "But I will guarantee you this. The Super Bowl is in Tampa in February 2009, and the Pittsburgh Steelers are going to win the Super Bowl." He said, "How long you been down here, Robbie?" I said, 7 months. He said, "You've been in the sun too long," and hung up on me. Of course, the Steelers won the Super Bowl right here in downtown Tampa Bay. And after that,
Cardinals, right?
It was. Matter of fact, I was hanging out with the homeless. I had my own place, and I was hanging out with homeless before I ever became homeless. I didn't know. I was supposed to have a big party at my place, and I went to a Pittsburgh bar, and boy, that was my really drunken days. But they had a TV out back there behind the auto shop where the one guy worked. They gave him electricity, what have you not. And they were rooting for the Cardinals against me. The Steelers were kicking butt, and I got over there at second half. I'm like, holy crap. We're going to lose this game. And they're all rooting against me, you know. And bam, they missed that first pass in the end zone. And same pass, next play, touchdown, game over. That was beautiful. That was really fun. And I'm so excited right now. Tampa Bay Lightning, my goodness. I wish my Penguins would have made it further. But Tampa Bay Leafs the other night. Mm. Holy cow. They're playing for nothing. Tampa just crushed them. I think Cooch, I don't know. Did Cooch get the, what is that, the Ross?
Yes, he did.
142 or 144?
I believe he did, yes.
Awesome.
Something, yeah. I mean, dude, if he don't get MVP too, something is wrong. I mean, it's just, it's so fascinating to have grown up in the City of Champions in Pittsburgh, and now I'm so blessed to live in Tampa. We got it going on down here, man. It's really groovy. Yeah. The Rays are stinking. Oh, but the Rays game the other night, I had to talk about that, 13 innings?
No.
Oh, the game sucked. I was falling asleep, man, and I was like, okay, bam, they're getting beat, and they went 13. I was on the phone with Aaron. I told you I'll call you back, but I can't. And I get, man, then they got beat. You know what? Last night, that's what was groovy. Yesterday's game, they lost 7-6. Ninth inning, they had a shot to come back. And I told you, Cheryl, I never can say that there was a game, a team that I'm rooting for, my home team now. Mm-hmm. Of course, I'm still a Pirate fan. Mm-hmm. You're in a different league than us up there, so it don't matter. I can claim both.
Yep.
But they lost, and it was such an enjoyable game. It was so fun. They are...
let's go... let's take it back to hockey here for a minute.
Yes, please.
On Sunday, you've got round one, the battle for Florida. It's the Panthers versus the Lightning, round one, Sunday.
Yep.
That's
at
Sunday, 12:30. Right? Is that what it is, Sunday, 12? I can't believe they waited this long to give the times on the games.
It's 12:30.
12:30?
That'll be a good game.
ESPN, RSN.
You were absolutely so right, Gregor. Yeah, I'm losing my mind. I'm thinking, well, how are they going to give me when the games are going to be played? Now, they should have been able Wednesday night because it's already decided here in the East, but I think the West, there was something still to be decided over there. Mm-hmm. I can't stand anything of Rockies and West. You just drop that. Go to Nebraska and cut the rest of it off. Go away.
Hey, I just heard about a program that delivers to I guess, VA vets. I'm going to get the number from another vet that I know. And at least it helps, you know, it sends groceries to them.
Oh, really? Yeah, you were telling me about that. I never heard about it. What's funny is...
I'm going to get the number.
You know, when the VA stopped us from smoking on campus over there at the VA hospital at Bay Pines, you don't learn things because the government doesn't call you and tell you, hey, this is available for
you.
You have to find out.
Yeah.
And if you don't run into the right person, you don't know.
Mm-mm.
And you wind up running into... And that's the thing. The smokers, man, everybody... And I remember I worked... That was when I was working with, I was with DirecTV then. And my boss wanted to know this, that, and the other thing. I said, you smoke. I said, get your ass out here and have a cigarette with us and listen. You'll learn everything.
Mm-hmm.
Smokers will tell you everything, man. They just gabba-dabba-doo-doo.
Yep, that's what
they do. This is a big game for the Lightning. They're in fourth place. The Panthers are in first.
Oof.
The Panthers got 110 points. The Lightning's at 98.
You know what?
So they got it.
I'm going to tell you what, Greenheart.
They're big boy pants.
You know what? I could not be more blessed. As you know, last year, what was that, May? I went over there to St. Augustine, South Jacks, if you will. Action Jacks News, Channel 6. So I lived out there for 67 days when I went through the PTSD program. And
where?
I was in St. Augustine, which is Jacksonville, basically.
Yep.
Or
I
north,
to go there.
Cape Canaveral North, you know, whatever. Jacksonville, that ain't nothing but Southern Alabama. Let me tell you right now, we got some chitlins going on over here.
Is that where the Panthers are from?
I'm telling you, if you've never been to Jacksonville, I mean, they are Alabama just on the Florida line. I learned that years ago when I was a truck driver. When I first pulled into that truck, I said, I was still in Alabama. They said, no, you in Jacksonville, boy.
It's a different feel.
It is.
When
it's
you
weird, man.
There,
you're like really in the South. And then after that, we evolve.
Yes.
I think it's weird. Florida is such a neat place, man. There's so much.
Like I said, it's different.
Is that where the Panthers are from? Jacksonville?
I don't know.
Who'd that say again?
The Panthers.
Yeah. That's Jacks. Yeah, the Florida Panthers. That's Jacks, yeah.
Okay.
Florida Panthers are in Miami.
In Miami? Are they? Who the hell am I thinking about?
I don't know.
I think holy cow. Why the? I don't know.
My mind
must have been. Holy cow. Why the? I don't know.
My mind
must have been on St. Augustine for some reason or other. I don't know where in the hell I went with that.
Mm-mm.
But I am actually medicated by the VA. Yes, I have PTSD and bipolar problems. So you get the real Robbie. I'm sorry. Wow. I don't mind being wrong, but I'm embarrassed, actually. I went on for
what?
On. Why didn't you correct me sooner, for God's sakes?
For what?
Stupid. You, Ed, I'm going to yell at you. You're intelligent. You don't know. We haven't worked together long enough. You have to know when to save me.
Save him from drowning, yes.
But we got to get real quick here because we are running out of time. I did want to mention, though, the Rays, and everybody in Pittsburgh knows about radio announcers. We had the best ever in Hall of Fame here. But Dave Wills, he was inducted into the Rays Hall of Fame. And this dude, man, you see me wear my stupid tropical shirts. Well, he bought tropical shirts in Kansas City because of bad weather. He left the mayor, came back here to Tampa for the next game, left his shirt. His wife was so mad at him, cussed him out. He went and bought new shirts on, and from that day on, as they say here in Tampa, was history. He wore that tropical shirt every game he called. And the other night, what was that? I don't know, Ed. Was that Sunday?
Yes, it was Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, they had the tribute, man. Everybody in the stands was wearing the shirt. It was so groovy to see, man. And it was a great game to watch, too. But it was so nice. It was like, well, Yen's up there in Pittsburgh, I understand, with even Mr. Rogers Day when he got the sweater. You know what I mean? It was really a groovy deal. But we're here at the 57 mark. I had to make this real quick because I really have no function now on what's going here. Top three to beat the bookie. There's really no information. They just came out with the odds earlier tonight. We got the New York Islanders at the Kakalaki Hurricanes. Islanders are getting 1.5. I don't care about points. Take the Islanders. They're going to win. The Maple Saps are at the Brew Bums.
What are these names?
I take the Maple Saps because the Bolts made them look so bad the other night. They're going to make the Brew Bums look like crap. The Bolts, listen to what I got to say about the Bolts other than this. They're winning the Stanley Cup, so every game I'm going to tell you the Bolts are going to win. Doesn't matter what I tell you about that. And then we got the crappy holes at the New York Rangers. And again, it's 1.5. Nobody's deciding Vegas, DraftKings, and blah, 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 what they want to do. But I'm going to go with the Strangers. Cool. But there you have it. It's 58 after.
I know.
It's been a wonderful day. Thank you all for listening.
Joining us. Yes.
It's been really fun, man.
Cheers. It's been groovy.
Thank you.